Hi, everybody. It's Paul Anka.
This is Anne Murray.
This is Peter Frampton here.
This is Gloria Stefan.
This is Jane Monheit. You're listening to the Sounds of Christmas podcast.
Hi, I'm Ken Kessler, and welcome to the Sounds of Christmas podcast. If you're new to this podcast, I want to start by saying thanks for joining us. If you're not new, welcome back. Either way, I'm glad you're here. Now, to avoid any confusion, I want to start off by saying there won't be any music played here. This is a place for conversation. I'll talk about Christmas music and some related topics, sometimes by myself and sometimes with guests. If you're looking for music, just go to soundsofchristmas.com and click on the tree or the player on the front page or on the Listen Now page. We play the best variety of Christmas music all year long. Well, except in October, when we play the best variety of Halloween music. This is part of the third annual Sounds of Christmas podcast countdown. For the next 6 days, I'll be reposting previous episodes, the most listened to and most downloaded. So yes, it's a rerun. In fact, it's technically the fifth of 10 days of reruns, all leading up to the new season of the Sounds of Christmas station on November 1st and at least one brand new podcast episode right here. But I wanted to make sure that that was clear up front. You may have already listened to this episode, and I'm not really adding anything new to it, so if you don't want to hear it again, you should stop listening now. Still here? Well, I tried.
Hey, Dad, there's number six.
Six.
Number six.
The sixth most listened to and most downloaded episode of the Sounds of Christmas podcast was released just this past February, and it's the first of three new episodes on this year's countdown. This episode was all about Mel Torme, the Christmas song, and his other contributions to the Christmas music canon. From time to time, I focus episodes of the Sounds of Christmas podcast on Christmas music legacies of one performer or another, and most of those have given us quite the library of Christmas music. But there's one performer, and I can't believe I haven't talked about him already, that while he hasn't given us a ton of Christmas music, he has given us one of the most loved and most covered of Christmas songs. Of course, I'm talking about Mel Torme and the Christmas song. Mel Torme wrote more than 250 songs, several of which became standards, and he often wrote the arrangements for the songs he sang. But it's his collaboration with Bob Wells that remains his most popular composition. They famously wrote the Christmas song on a hot summer day in 1946. Bob had started making a list of things he wanted to try and think about to cool down. It was such a hot summer day. And Mel Torme came over and saw his list and said, "This could be a song." About 45 minutes later, they had written the Christmas song. Mel Torme has also said that the Christmas song wasn't one of his favorites, and he referred to it as "My Annuity." He didn't even record his own version of it for years, but plenty of other performers did. The Nat King Cole Trio recorded the first version that same year it was written, and to date, over 1,900 other versions have been recorded. By the way, Doris Day, along with Les Brown and his orchestra, were the only other artists to record it in 1946. Last year, we played newly released versions by Ben Folds, Jennifer Hudson, Carpenter's Legacy, Mickey Thomas, and Dan and Shay, just to name a few. Mel finally recorded a version of the Christmas song in 1955 for his album Gene Norman Presents Mel Torme at the Crescendo. It was performed live in concert between the songs County Fair and Jeepers Creepers. So this was not a Christmas album, not even really a Christmas concert. He did record a studio version of the Christmas song in 1961 for his album My Kind of Music. Again, not a Christmas album, but it was a studio version of the famous song that he had written 15 years before. In December of 1963, Mel performed it with Judy Garland on a Christmas episode of The Judy Garland Show. 16 years after that, he hosted a Christmas special on PBS called Christmas Songs. But it wasn't until 1992 that he actually released a Christmas album. The album was called Christmas Songs, and it did include The Christmas Song, along with another holiday tune that Mel wrote, The Christmas Feeling. The rest of it was all cover songs of Christmas standards. Mel was also part of a 1995 Christmas special called The Magic of Christmas, kind of like the host of it in that he opened and closed the special, but the bulk of the show took place at the Universal Studios theme park in Florida, and he was the only one who wasn't there. He opened the show performing a medley of Happy Holidays and What Are You Doing New Year's Eve, accompanying himself on piano. Near the end of this second special, he told the story of writing the Christmas song before he performed it. Again, just him and his piano. During his career, Mel won 2 Grammys, appeared in a couple dozen movies, had his own TV show, and appeared on dozens of other shows, from The Lucy Show to Night Court to Seinfeld. He also wrote 5 books, including a memoir of his time as musical advisor to Judy Garland's show, a biography of his friend Buddy Rich, and a novel about a young boy with a golden voice. And he left us one of the most loved Christmas songs of all time. Whether you listen to his version, prefer Nat King Cole, or Ben Folds, or any of the nearly 2,000 other versions, it's safe to say that most of us will continue to spend our Christmases, at least in part, with this gift from Mel Torme, the Christmas song. That's the 6th most listened to and most downloaded episode of the Sounds of Christmas podcast. I'll be back tomorrow with number 5. Thanks so much for listening, helping me share some Christmas spirit, and for continuing to support the Sounds of Christmas station and podcast. I already told you how to listen to the station, and you're listening to the podcast now, so my work here is just about done. All of our episodes are available on the Sounds of Christmas website. Just click the podcast tab. And we also have a Linktree page that lists most, if not all, of the sites that stream the Sounds of Christmas podcast. And I'll put a link to that down in the show notes. And you can click on that, find your favorite, click on over and subscribe, and you'll never miss another episode. If you have comments or suggestions on this episode, previous episodes, or the Sounds of Christmas station, feel free to reach out to me on social media or through the website. And if you're listening to this episode on your phone, you can also click the Send Us a Text Message link and connect that way. Thanks again, and may you always believe in Santa Claus.